Here are headline stories from Elgin newspapers 100 years ago today, brought to you by the Elgin Area Historical Society. I'm Linda Rock. The stories today were in Elgin newspapers on July 15, 1921. The challenge to debate on the merits of the search and seizure issued some weeks ago by John P. Hart of Batavia, Kane County's youngest representative in the legislature, has been accepted. The Anti-Saloon League has accepted the challenge and delegated O.G. Christgau to speak for the Prohibition Enforcement Bill. Mr. Christgau is the editor of the Illinois Issue, a prohibition paper. Elgin has been selected as the scene of the debate, which will take place sometime between September 15th and November 15th. The Masonic Temple Association of Elgin has been incorporated without capital stock for the construction of a Masonic temple for all Masonic purposes. Architects are preparing plans for the new temple, which is to be located on the corner of Chicago and Geneva Streets, formerly the property of D. E. Possel. Construction will begin early next spring. The old Elgin Brewing Company building may soon be occupied by a near beer manufacturing company, it was learned today. The building may either be sold or leased to the company, a Chicago concern. The building is partly equipped for the manufacture of near beer, and few alterations or additions of equipment are required. A meeting of citizens interested in securing a swimming pool and playgrounds for Lord's Park will be held at the City Hall Wednesday night, beginning at 8 o'clock. A petition is being circulated urging people to attend this meeting. The petition has already gained a number of signatures. That's it for today. Be sure to tune in again for more news from 100 years ago. And don't forget to visit the Elgin History Museum, located in Old Main at 360 Park Street. You can find its hours of operation and programs offered by the Elgin Historical Society at www.elginhistory.org.